this is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
This Geeks Next Door episode number 298, just a little bit before 300, where everything falls apart and we fall into a giant cesspit of self-loathing and stuff. How you doing, Dave?
Good, man. How are you?
Why, hello there.
There we go. Sorry about that. I know what happened, but I won't explain to what happened, so.
That's cool.
Anyways, where were we? Oh, yeah. So I need to apologize to listeners before we start. Because, you know, I've had that cough for like 2 weeks, and it's annoying. Yep. And it would be mean of me not to mute my microphone every time I cough, but I did. Like, I did a really good job of it. I thought I would hit mute, I would cough like this, and then unmute. You probably didn't hear much of it.
Right, yep.
And Amy said, I listened to the first half, and do you mind if I give you a production note? And I said, of course not. Mute yourself when you cough. And I was like, I do every single fucking time, and... maybe I forgot like once or twice, but I was laughing hard. And she said, no, it was more than once or twice. So anyways, I was out on my run, and I was thinking to myself, wait a minute, I mute Discord. I don't mute my mic. So while Dave was being, I was being nice to you, I was still picking up on my mic. So I coughed the shit out of the last two podcasts, and they're probably unlistenable too, honestly. So anyways, I fucked that up, my bad, so... we'll do better this week because I think I'm pretty much done coughing. So,
a little production note. I don't care about your health. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, it was like that. I should test the microphone mute, but that's like a lot of work. So I'm just gonna do my best not to cough. That'll be fine. Anyways, how'd you enjoy the coldest day on record in 16 years? I just made that fact up. It may not be correct, but I just made it up. But it was cold.
Yeah, it was fucking real cold. Like I usually walk. You know, I go. You know, I don't bundle up too much because I'm like, house to car to work. And I mean, it's probably like from the parking lot to work like 80 feet. But it's like, you know, it's cold like when you snap your fingers are instantly cold. You're just like, holy fuck. And you know, then you just kind of gotta go like, well, I should jam them kind of in my pants or something, because they're my hands fucking hurt.
Yeah.
It was freaking freezing.
I brought the garbage out around 3 or so in the morning, and so I just put on my jacket, I put on my boots, yep. I went out,
yep.
And I brought it out, and I thought to myself, man, if somebody wanted to kill me, all they gotta do is drive me to the middle of the woods, like an hour away from anywhere, and just kick me out of the car. And I don't know if I could make it an hour in that. It was fucking, you know, without freezing to death.
Yeah, so, I know.
It's a good way to kill somebody. I mean, if you're looking to murder somebody, I think.
Murder somebody. I mean, come on.
I don't want to, but... yeah, but whatever. It's over. Tomorrow will be a little bit warmer, and then a little bit warmer, and then a little bit warmer. Then cold as hell, then a little bit warmer, and then, you know, it'll be fine.
I know, it's funny how they're like, oh, winter starts December 21st, and you're like, because Minnesota is like, you're like, winter starts probably after Halloween, is usually where people are like, it's winter time now. It's fucking, as soon as November rolls around and you get that first huge cold snap, you're like, boom, it is fucking winter.
Yeah, and we have weird days, like Monday was, or Wednesday or whatever, was like 42.
Yeah.
And then the next day it was minus 13. Like, all right, sure, that works.
60 degree swings.
I feel like we talk about this every year, but it's worth noticing, so it's worth noting.
It's one of the things we're known for.
Exactly.
It's our swings in ridiculous temperatures.
Yeah, and I wonder historically if January or February is more cold. I assume it's January, and February is like sometimes more snowy, but I don't know. But I like to get done with it as quick as possible, because it's not right. It's not fun running in the cold like that. It's it's interesting because it's a challenge, but you know, it's not as fun.
Yeah, and those days where it's like it's lying to you. You look outside, you're like, hey, the fucking sun's out.
That was today. It's so bright out. Look at it, so
it's
nice.
Like, look how great it is. Yeah, those are the words. It was like, it's fucking lie. You liar.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's warmer than if it was like cloudy, but not by much.
Right, yeah. Not by much, yes.
All right. Well, did you do anything this week or anything I didn't see you Tuesday, so did you do anything this week that's noticeable or notable or just kind of have a normal week?
Just normal, pretty much normal week. I'm doing reviews for everybody at work, so that's fun, kind of, because it's like, it's hard. Most of the time I try when people I work with and stuff like that, most of the time I try and see the best in people, but in order to do a review properly, you know, you have to point out things that people need to grow on and stuff like that. And I'm like, fuck, okay. That means I gotta go like, all right, you do X, Y, and Z good, but all right, here, you need to work on this. So that's been kind of a struggle, because it's like, I just kind of like to point out things when people do things good. You're like, hey, good job, you know. You know, HR says, hey, you gotta fucking point out a few things that they gotta improve on.
Yeah, that's annoying. I find it annoying too. I'm like, what do you think you should improve on? I'll write that down. I'll move from
yes,
there.
Yes, I know. And that's why I give everyone self-evaluations first, so that I can just take what they write and translate it into stuff. And it seems like everyone wants four 10-hour days. And I'm like, I don't know if I can get it to work, but I might get it to work. I'm like, I don't know. If we can get coverage for everything.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine it's different when you have to, like, sometimes send techs out to repair stuff, so you do have to have people there. But, yeah, shit, if you can swing that and people want it, then fuck it.
Right, and I'll be like, and the only way I can see it working is you'd have 4 days of work a week, but it might not be the same 4 days every week.
What'd be wrong with that? Like, if you just rotate, like, you're Monday, Tuesday, yeah. Wednesday, Thursday, yeah. Then you have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then you have Wednesday. I mean, people might not like it because they like to have consistency, but...
Right, yep.
You know, or you could whatever.
And that's the only way I've kind of been able to see the math working on it, is being able to rotate it so no one gets a shaft day. It's like, sorry,
yeah. You know,
the guy who has the Wednesday off, he has a Saturday, Sunday, and a Wednesday off, and I'm like, no, yeah. And I don't want to be, you know, that's yeah. The shitty part.
I'm guessing if people want it enough, then they'll more likely to be like, yeah, we could rotate, fuck it, you know, we gotta do something, so.
Yes, yeah. But
that's cool. How's the, is the kid back in school yet, or how long he's gonna be out?
Well, they had, like, this week and then last week, they had, like, 2 weeks of distance learning.
It was auto distance learning.
Just because they were like, all right, teachers aides, everyone, kids, whatever, it's like everyone got hit and stuff like that. No one was super sick, but they were sick enough where it's like, we just make it fucking, like, we just can't be at work. But if everybody's home with fucking tablets and shit like that, then everybody can just not feel 100% but still be at school.
Yeah, so that makes sense. I forgot that they were doing that. I assumed it was mostly because as teachers get sick, they don't have enough people to replace them.
Yes.
Or not even sick, but just like infected. So they technically can't be there. So then they need somebody there. So. And that's what was, people were like, oh my God, the hospitals are going crazy. Like, no, actually the hospitals are doing decent. It's just that all the nurses and doctors have to take mandatory time off and you know, that kind of shit.
And it's like, and then they get burnt out because it's like, dude, we get no breaks and stuff. And they'll be like, hospitals are like, you know, the one thing we have is fucking money. So it's like, we'll give you extra money if you come in. And you're like, I'm just tired. I can't. I'm tired.
Yeah. That's life. Everyone's tired.
But yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, he is pretty over it. Basically, he got hit with a low-grade fever. Like, never broke, like, 100.6 or something like that. I think that was his highest. And then it was like, so... And then it would go up and down steady. It was kind of like mid, like 99. So it was at that, like, you know, testament to be like, 99.5 is still green. 99.6 is yellow. And you're like, ooh, okay. You know, so none of that. And then sore throat, you know, kind of thing. and then some boogers and stuff. And, you know, like, come on, dude, just fucking wipe your nose, you know. Ugh.
Yeah, we had come on. We had all the boogers during our time, and like Leander refuses to use a Kleenex. He only uses a wipe. He only uses a wipe. He's like, that's not wet enough. I need a wet thing for my nose. Which, I mean, if it's like, you know, if it's sore, then maybe that's why. But and Adonis refused to do anything other than wipe to the right onto his right cheek. So he always had. Nice. I was like, dude, we got to scrub that off. Come on.
Beauty.
Yeah, but it's funny. It's funny.
But all right. Yeah, other than that, like, you know, Tiffany's tested a few times and has been fine, and so have I. You know, we get a million tests at work just because everyone's going from different place to different place. It's just like people just test. Even if you're just feeling it, it's like even people are, you know, like be like, ah, everyone's vaccinated in my department. It's like everyone's just like, eh, man, I got a little something fucking tickle, something weird. And then you instantly go like, fuck, am I sick? And I don't want to spread it around, so let me just fucking nasal swab here. Let's double check. Whatever.
So. Yeah. Well, let's talk fucking Boba Fett, huh? Let's talk about yesterday's episode of the guy who does the stuff on the planet Tatooine, because it's literally the only planet that exists in the Star Wars universe. So we might as well spend our whole time there.
Yep.
Yeah. What? Give me a recap. What happened? I don't remember. What happened in this episode?
How did it start? It started off with him riding his fucking bantha around. His fucking bantha, just sweet, just like boom. Just yeah. So he rode his bantha. He fed his bantha some food. I guess banthas are fucking carnivores. They fucking eat whatever, or omnivores. It just eats animals, eats whatever.
I thought the same thing. I was like, I assumed that was like a plant-eating creature, but whatever. Oh, this is
right,
one
more.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. But then I was just like, there's not really that many plants on the fucking
planet. Yeah, you gotta eat something.
Just, right? Yeah, it just eats whatever.
Yeah, this is one where you found Fennec, right?
Yeah. But then in the distance, you hear the, you know, see the whatever, the big, the pop of the flare, which then relates to the episode where Din Djarin worked with that bounty hunter guy, like the new bounty hunter. He's like, I'm the kid bounty hunter. And they were going after Fennec. They popped the flare, you know, which blinded her.
I don't remember this. When this happened?
Yeah, in the first season of The Mandalorian.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, basically, he went to Tatooine to try and hunt. Like, he went to Tatooine to gather, to repair something. Probably repair the ship, because he always repaired the ship, like, every episode. And there was the young bounty hunter guy, and he was like, I'm the cool bounty hunter. I have this chick, you know, or I have this person, Fennec Shand. I have the chip for her. We got to go capture it. We can split it with you. I'm a new guy. You're an old guy. You know, we'll take care of that. But they, so they knew, they tracked her down.
That didn't work.
They popped up a flare, which was like, blinded her so they could flank her. And then dude just gut shot at her. Just shot her in the gut and like left her there.
Okay. I do remember. I remember some of that. I just don't remember a lot of it. But okay.
Right.
Either way.
Because then we got our first like in credits scene or whatever, where you hear the like just the feet walking up to her body, and we're all like, ooh shit, is it Boba Fett? It's a Boba Fett. It's like they're spur sounding, and Boba Fett had spurs and shit like that. But then he picked her up and brought her to the fucking modding place, where he's like, the guy's like, hey, what's up? We mod people here. We're the cool... And he gave her, like, robot guts.
Yeah, so I guess that's been going on for a while, the modding of droid parts. And I just heard about it the episode before, or episode two or whatever, but I guess it's been going on for a long time.
Right, and I can see it, because, I mean, we know lots of people have, like, robot parts, like Luke, fucking robot hand. Fucking Vader's been re-put back together with robot parts. It's like, so we know that it's happening, but it's like... just taking that, like, going like, hey, we're now, instead of just to replace something that's been damaged or destroyed, we're going to replace something that works fine, and then just overtly have it out, saying like, hey, cool, it's part of my culture. I'm going to have, like, you know, robot eyes and shit like that.
Yeah, it's...
Like, even to the point where he was like, are you going to cover it up? And he's like, why, man? It's fucking beautiful, like, beautiful work.
Yeah, it's a Star Wars staple to have machines in you and small parts of, or more parts, small, more machine than man.
Right, twisted and evil.
It is interesting though, because like they just, there's just an article about those contact lenses that are coming out that are, there's like a grain of sand microchip in there, so it actually enhances your vision and allows you to see a bunch of shit. And that's a contact lens, and it won't be long before they can put that in your eye. And then it's just, yeah, it's going to go, it's a slippery slope. There will be half people, half machines as we move forward, and then we can hack them, and it'll be great.
Right.
That's right, and she gets robot guts, yeah. She took it robot pretty guts. She took it pretty well, I thought, when she woke up.
Right, yeah. And he's, it is basically, his thing was, you know, hey, I took care of you, now you're going to help me out. She's like, whatever. He's like, I need to go into Jabba's palace, and it's cool. We got to see the backside of Jabba's palace, where the ships would land and stuff like that, or the sail bars would come out of and stuff like that. And he's like, "We need to go in there," and we got the actual classification of the ship. The ship is a fire spray, which is cool. Fire spray.
That is cool. I really like that. I do not like, I mean, whatever. Disney has been, for a very long time, distancing themselves from the name of Boba Fett's ship. They just call it Boba Fett's ship. They don't actually call the name of it anymore.
And I think it would be cool if, like, that, you know, he renamed it. If it's, like, if they want to, now rename it in canon.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
And that's fine. It's just, I don't, like, we have to be so PC that we can't call the ship a name because it's about something that happened once a long time ago that people saw. I mean, you know what I mean? It's weird. Like, even the Lego Disney set, it used to be called, the 2004 version is called Slave One or whatever. And then the one that came out last year is just called Boba Fett Ship.
Right.
So they refuse to name it anymore. But it is cool that they gave us the classification for it. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so I thought that was cool. And they were like, and, you know, he's like, "All right, man. All right, Bantha. I know you're my pet. Get out of here. Go wander the dune seas." And I'm like, and there's a part of me going like, "Bantha, if you don't show up at some key point in the future, like during the battle, here's him riding the Rancor, a bunch of shit's happening, and someone's about to fucking stab him or something, and a fucking slow-ass moving Bantha just goes, and just runs into some dude. And you're like, how did we not see this, you know, 4-ton giant hairy creature waddle towards him slowly?"
That would be cool. Did you, by chance, listen to the January 7th podcast with Kevin Smith and Mark Bernard? And they do Fat Man on Batman or whatever.
I didn't.
Okay, well, they had Dave Klein on there, and for people who don't know, Dave Klein was the guy who Kevin Smith met in film school who shot Clerks, and now his career has continued, and so he shot episode 1 and I think 5, 6, 7 of Boba Fett and some of The Mandalorian, and he was asking about those fucking Banthas, like, what are they, are they just CG and stuff? He's like, well, we actually built one. It is a fucking giant Muppet, and there's 4 dudes in there controlling it, walking around, and the other ones are CG. So we have so that's actually a cool Muppet. He's like, I kind of think it's kind of neat that they built that puppet. So.
Yeah, which is, and a side note, we were watching it, and after we got done, Tiffany goes like, those things give me real Muppet vibes. I'm like, well, originally they were fucking just elephants wearing fucking costumes, because they were just like, it's an elephant. And that's why they give them the long fucking beard, so they could hide the trunk. But then, yes, now they are Muppets. They are Muppet-ass Muppets. And it's like,
it's cool. I thought, oh, Dave will love this. And they're not on a spaceship in space, but, you know, they're Muppets. So
hey,
there you go.
Hey, man, I definitely do love Muppets. But basically, so then she's like, I'll help you. She did some fucking cool-ass shit, you know, like had a little, basically like a mini Imperial probe droid that she sent through, scanned the place to find out how many people were in there, find the ship. They went in there, had some slapsticky fun with some droids, giant, cut off the head of like some choppy chop chef droid.
did that give you a fucking General Grievous vibe?
Yes.
I was like, they just used General Grievous for this.
That little cat droid, or that whatever the cat droid looking thing that was like, I just get rats, and he was like, And he just shut himself off. I was like, oh, man. You're sad. She's like, I want to die.
It's a good move, man. Just shut yourself off. You don't got to worry about it anymore.
Yeah. And then they busted up, killed some people. Got the ship back. And he's like, I got to go find my armor. Went to the Sarlacc.
All right. So now here's where I need it. Yeah. So wait a minute. Didn't the Jawas take his armor after?
Yes.
Or did he not know that because...
I think he was so fucking hurt.
Yeah, unconscious.
Like when they started
stuff.
Taking it off, he goes like, "There's like," and just starts like grabbing at stuff. Like he wasn't conscious. It's just like, you know, if someone's like not in a coma, but like someone's so injured from being fucking burned in a fire or something, and they start cutting off the clothes and peeling it back, someone might go like, but then you go like, "Hey, you remember when we had to cut off your clothes because you were fucking digested by a giant underground thing?" And he's like, no,
yeah,
I don't really remember that.
I mean, I'll buy that. It just seemed like he needed the armor to survive, right? And he couldn't have got out of there without the armor, so wouldn't it make sense that the armor's not in there anymore? I mean, if I was him, he seems like a very smart guy. I would be like, it's got to be somewhere else. It's not back in that pit. I just think you want to blow up the fucking pit.
yeah, I think so too, man. There's a part of me that thinks. But we got the thing, like, when they're flying towards the Sarlacc, he goes, like, what did he say? He's like, we've done a lot of things alone and stuff like that, but you can only get so far without a tribe. And I was like, all right, that's cool. You need a team. You need people. But then when he said, like, oh, yeah, the Tuskens were killed, or he said sand people, like, he was pulling something. He's like, the sand people were killed by this gang. And she's like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, they're too tough. The Tuskens are too tough. And he's like, he kind of didn't think about it that way. But then later on, he still fucking murdered them all because he's like, whatever. And it's like, whatever.
You know, you got to cover all your bases. You know, murder these guys and then we'll go.
Just in case.
They're not nice people. We know that.
But yes. Like, and that was cool, man. That shot where he's like, let me flip the ship over and look inside. He's like, I don't see it. And I'm like, well, you're not going to see it, dude. Come on.
yeah, no. It was a neat shot, though. But you knew it was going to... You knew it was coming. It was like the horror movie when you know the jump scare is coming.
Yeah, but they brought back the Sonic Death Charge... Or Depth Charge things.
That's
the
right.
Space, which, like... And you're like, hopefully it's dead now. Hopefully. Because that was a rather big explosion.
Yeah, I can't imagine it surviving that, but what do I know?
But yeah. So don't get the armor. And then we kind of know what happens, how we got the armor and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Later on, because that was in Mandalorian and stuff like that.
So this was definitely just the how he met Fennec and how they got to be together, which is cool. It was fine, you know.
Right. I did like the part where he had like the fucking five families meeting though towards the end with the five families with the Godfather, and he's like, "Hey man, we're in this together here. These guys are gonna do some stuff. We should gather together." And they're like, "Well, they're not gonna attack us." He's like, "Cool, that's fine. I'll do it myself. That's cool. Just fucking remain neutral. Is that cool?" And they're all like, "What if we don't?" A rancor underneath them, and I'm like, I didn't say anything, but my pet here is just hungry. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry, guys.
Yes, but don't they know about Jabba's palace? Don't eat dinner there. I mean, come on, scoot your chair back a little ways. And
right. But I did like that that he went and hired what's his face, Black Kersantan.
Yes.
And the chick, Twi'lek was all like, "Hey, man, calm down. It's cool. That was the old you. You don't need to rip anybody's arms off or anything." He's like, "Maybe. Yeah, one more time for luck. I'll just pay my bill and rip a guy's arm off."
So was he just drunk and angry, or those guys? Was he mad at those guys in particular, or?
Well, those guys are the natural enemy of Wookiees, like, that's in lore, and that's also like in the first episode when those guys, like the leader of those guys, showed up to Boba Fett and got him. He's like, "Hey, I brought you this."
Mm.
That's literally a Wookiee pelt. He's like, "I fucking slayed a Wookiee. You want this Wookiee skin?"
Okay.
Yeah, so those are like natural enemies.
That
like,
makes more sense.
Yeah, I talked to Griff about them. I'm like, he's like, "Why do they hate each other?" I'm like, just nature. It's like dogs and cats. in nature, if you say a dog and a cat don't like each other, that's cool. Not all dogs hate all cats and vice versa, but sometimes they just don't like each other.
Yeah. Amy refuses to name that character. She calls him instead, oh, there's Black Chewy. And, like, he's a Wookiee. Like, no, he's just Black Chewy. Like, okay, that's his name from now on. In Amy's world, he's Black Chewy.
We're just going to call... I'm going to start calling Amy, like, oh, there's Lady Chris right there.
That works, too.
Right, yeah. Lady Chris. But, yes. So, we are in, basically, like, A. We should have... I don't think there should be any more flashbacks, because we've now covered everything up to the end.
Yeah.
Except for, hey, you know who can buy... We got an army. We need to get an army, because it's going to happen. We got money. I know some guys who got money. Woo-doo-doo. Play a little Mandalorian theme song, so now we can get the Mando involved.
Yeah, that was annoying. Like, you know what we need? We need troops, because our army's not big enough. Like, yeah, you literally have 8 people. You got 8 people and a couple droids. You don't have an army. You got 5 bikers. You got Fennec, 2 fucking Gorn or whatever, and then a fucking Wookiee. It's not an army, dude.
It's a squad. It's a squad.
It's basically a squad, yeah. Yeah, no, it's fun. It's interesting. It's holding my attention, so... Amy, yeah. Amy is enjoying it. I don't think she's enjoying it as much as I am, though, so...
Yeah, I just like that it has now become a thing. We have now made it a thing where it's like, okay, well, all right, it'll be like Monday, Tuesday night or whatever before, you know, whatever. I say, like, okay... What do we want for dinner tomorrow? So I'll pick it up on the way home from work on Wednesday, and then we can have dinner, and then we can watch Boba Fett. So it's become a thing. So now, whatever next show happens, we'll just make that a thing, and we'll be like, okay, every Wednesday we're going to just have dinner, do whatever we're going to do. Everyone get your jams on. You got your jams on, you brush your teeth? All right, we're going to watch Boba Fett. We're going to watch whatever.
Yeah, Disney has co-opted Wednesday nights. They've said, this is our night, and it's going to be like fucking, what was that? Was it Thursday? TGIF? It was like Thursday night. Remember they had Channel 11 or whatever had their lineup, and you had to watch it on Thursday night. That's what Wednesday is now. It's Wednesday is Disney night for Disney shows, which I'm fine with. It's cool. I'm happy having it. And actually, I prefer it being Wednesday than Friday, too. So
I like it a lot. Yeah.
Me too.
It splits up the week, because I'm like, all right, weekends are full of random stuff. That's fine. If I have one show that comes out, you know, every couple days, I'm cool. I'm real happy with it.
Yep, I'm enjoying it. Thursday night for us has become Witcher night. We only have 2 episodes left, though, so we're pretty close to finishing it. And then, I don't know, we might maybe watch Peacemaker or something.
How's Amy liking the second season over the first? Because the second is linear. It's straightforward.
I don't know. We haven't talked about it. She said she really liked season one, so, and she was enjoying season two. She claims to like it more than me, but she just doesn't understand how I consume TV, so. I don't
I like things way more than you. You're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
If you do.
But, no, it's fun. I'm enjoying it. This is the last episode is basically when he found Yennefer again in the temple, that temple or whatever. So And then the firefucker appeared. So other than that, that's all that's really happening is people are getting firefucked and Yennefer's everyone's trying to steal Ciri, and that's it.
Because they're just like, I don't know what you fucking are. You're just super powerful. We don't know yet. Everyone's trying to use you.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's interesting. I like the universe that they built. They just got to expand upon it. So. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I think that show would be elevated if it just had a map. Just have a map at the beginning. You know, fuck, I know Game of Thrones did it, and I know people would call it derivative, but you know how nice it would be if they just, like, somehow showed a burning map or something and then, like zoomed into the part where you're at in this episode for a little bit or something. You could find one online. You can look it up, but I think it would help people consume it a lot more that
way. Yeah, and I think so, too. Like, because, yes, it's like, are they going north? Are they going south? Where is Syntra?
Yeah.
In comparison to this, where's Nilfgaard coming from? You're like, oh, okay, cool. Nilfgaard's way in the south, and they're just fucking absorbing kingdoms as they move north. Cool. Where's Kaer Morhen? Kaer Morhen's all the way fucking north against the mountains. It's up in the mountains. No one ever goes up there because it fucking sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so easy. It's so easy to put out there and do that. But, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm not making that show. I should be, but I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah, so we got, let's see, we got a Moon Knight trailer, official trailer, during a sports ball game the other night.
Yeah, it's playoff season, so for the sports ball, and that's when they like to throw out their trailers for the people that are eating the wings and the nachos and watching the sports ball. What'd you think of Moon Knight trailer?
I thought it was cool, man. There is no way that that guy does not know the Eternals. He's fucking crazy. He's in fucking London. It's great. It's like, if they don't have some sort of crossover with that, he's fucking possessed by an Egyptian deity. It's fucking crazy. Yeah. I do like how he is playing that, you know, the associated disorders. Just like, dude, whoa. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I fall asleep. I wake up. Fucking have guns. I'm beating up a bunch of people. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know much about the character. I know a little bit about the character. I don't know a lot about the character. But and then somebody died recently, like in real life, that's attached to this.
Yeah. Yeah. Like. So there's another character in there that is like kind of a side character. But yeah, the actor who played him was skiing. He's like 37 years old, was skiing, and died because he collided with another person. Instant brain trauma. Couldn't save him. Dead. Yeah.
That's why people shouldn't ski. It's dangerous. Is it a bigger character or a smaller character? Is it going to fuck up the whole plot line or something they can kind of write off? Like,
I think you could write him off, but I mean, like, he's a named character and a named, like, he has a name. He is like, you know, like, hey, what's your name? I am fucking, what is it? It's like Midnight something. Basically, so basically he has a fucking superhero, supervillain name.
Sure, but like, if you were doing Batman and your Robin died, that's one thing. But if like your Penguin died and you don't really need to have him in the show for a while.
I think you could, like, I know he completed all his filming and stuff like that. Yeah. So they could. It might write out, it's like, I don't know exactly how important he is to the story,
right.
But they might have to take a fucking left turn in order to fix the story.
Okay, well, don't ski, kids. That's the moral of the story. Fuck skiing. It's terrible, terrible sport.
Right, you do fucking, like, no one ever goes like, hey, what happened? Well, I was skiing and I crashed and I did this. No, it's always crash and die.
Or crash, like, and die. All my legs got broke and now I need 9 new legs to get a new 2 legs. It's terrible. They're bad. Skiing's bad. Don't do it.
And that's March 30th, so...
Yeah, that's, like, the next one, isn't it? Or, no, there's got to be something in between there, isn't there? Because...
Yeah, like, there's no way they're giving us, like, more... Because, dude, it's still wintertime. They got to give us one more thing, because we're in the house.
Right, so we got, what, 2 or 3 more episodes of Boba Fett? Not many, there's, I think...
No, 8. Not many, yeah.
Well, so. How many have we had, 3 or 4?
That was episode 5.
Oh, shit, so there's, like, 3 more, or 2 or 3 more. And then what's after that? Isn't there there's something after that?
There's got to be something.
We talked about it at one time. I just don't remember what it is. It's not Miss Marvel, I don't think. I don't know. We'll pick up before the end of the thing. But there is something before Moon Knight. I'm almost positive. It's it'll be interesting.
Yeah. So we got that. I liked it. I thought it was cool. I'm interested because, dude, there's so many fucking characters. Thing is, I don't know how you balance them all. Like, because for a moviegoer, they're like, hey, man, what's happening over here and this all this stuff? Because it's, in comics, you're just like, dude, I want these characters. I want these characters. It's cool. I could read Marvel stuff for a million years and never read about the X-Men. That's fine. Or never read about the Avengers. There's so much stuff. But because their movies are all, they got to be all interconnected. There's got to be a point where you see all the characters from all the shows come together.
Yeah.
But because he's supernatural, because he's in London, I think we got to see fucking Dane Whitman at least. The Eternals can be wherever. I don't care. That's fine. But Dane Whitman, Black Knight, fucking supernatural stuff. I think we might get an actual shot of fucking Blade, because Blade is also supernatural, and then it could be like, they can have like the supernatural shit, like, what do you guys do? We fucking hunt werewolves and shit. We hunt vampires. I don't care. So, I think that's, like, even if they go like, why do we hunt vampires? Well, vampires have always existed, but since the fucking cracking of reality, there's been fucking way more vampires. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yes. Doesn't matter. Just put them out there.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm really excited for that. But the one that we basically got not footage of anything is we got a 30-second, basically just the title of the Amazon $500 million production, Lord of the Rings, and it's basically going to follow the Rings of Power. So, I mean, that's where you're gonna get. You're gonna be like, cool, now we can learn about the fucking we know what the three elves are. The three elves and then we can find the dwarf kings. We don't really know who they are. That'd be cool to fucking know some stuff about the dwarves. And the fucking nine kings doomed to die. Cool. So it's cool. It's like we can see Celebrimbor building fucking rings and tricking them. He's like, oh, look at me, I'm so beautiful. Don't you want to buy my rings? And they're like, I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It's pretty.
Yeah, that's what it'll be. It'll be super pretty.
It's pretty, and I'm looking forward to watching it because it's, you know, it'll be cool. Yeah, we didn't get any other anything else though. Just, and when is that? Is that the end of the year or is that like mid year or something? Did they get?
I think it's mid year.
Or do we even have a date yet? I don't know. If we have a date.
It doesn't have a date, but I don't see it being super late because it's like it. Maybe end of summer, because end of summer, something like that. I don't know what day it'll be. It'll probably be Friday release, which is like, bleh, come on.
Yeah.
Make it a fucking Monday release.
Yeah, they can't take Wednesday. They gotta take something else.
Right. Yeah, make it a Monday release. Well, like, because guess what? Your kids, everyone's back at school. Everyone's doing their stuff. Monday, you're like, oh, we just got back from the weekend. Everyone wants to stay home. Let's eat your food. Watch them fucking Lord of the Rings.
Yep. It'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to, well, and you're right, though. It's probably going to be Fridays. But I think Moon Knight might be the first show or the next show, which is...
It might be.
So that means we're going to have like 3 or 4 weeks off without something, which they promised me they would never do. I mean, they promised I would have a reason to live my life, and without something to show on, I don't really have a reason. So they better make better.
Yes, they better make better. So, if I was going to say the Batman, when it comes out, how long do you think the movie's going to be?
2.5 hours. I would say 2.5 hours. Just because that's the standard, like, super long movie right now.
Yep. Guess what? It is a super fucking long movie. With credits, 2 hours and 55 minutes.
Oh, Jesus. So,
Yeah, I know. I told Tiffany, she's like, I want to watch that.
180 minutes. Holy shit.
And I'm like, well, guess what? I did invite you to go anyway.
Yeah, I would have said 150 makes it long. That's 220. Yeah,
and they're like, yes. They're like, you can leave, if you leave as the credits start, it's 247.
Yeah, but they always put something on. Well, they don't always, but, you know, because Marvel has demanded that we all watch the credits because there might be something. We usually stand and watch something. So.
Right.
When is that release? Do we have that release?
That's March. The Batman is March.
Is it the Flash movie that comes out in November?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the movie.
They're like six apart. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the movie I'm taking my dad to, because it's gonna have the Batman in it that I went and saw in 1989 with him in the movie theater. It's like one of the only movies we ever saw together. So I'm like, I told him that Christmas this year. I was like, November, whatever it is, 18th, you keep it open. That's our day. We're gonna do something.
Right. March 4th. So, not very long. I just put up some guys in Poland fucking made an interactive, made a map, you know, of where the Witcher is. So.
Really?
So you can be like, okay, where is this? And you can see how many fucking hyper, I don't know, I can't read Polish. bought it.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Yeah,
that's a fucking long-ass movie, though. Man, like, I'm excited for it, but, I mean, I know if it's going to be... Because they seem to be leaning highly into fucking detectiveness and doing the thing that I want to do. It's going to be... It's going to have action scenes, because we've seen in the trailer and stuff like that, but it's going to be plotting and paced and fucking exposition and why, be like, let me solve these clues and be like, okay, let's figure out this story. So it's going to... I don't know if... I can't guarantee it's going to be feel long, but I bet you it feels long.
Yeah.
It's fucking long.
It probably will. It might be a movie that's like, hey, can we go at, like, 6? Anybody want to go to a 6 o'clock movie on Saturday? Right. That'd be fun, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting old.
Right.
I have started a series on Disney Plus called The Secrets of Sulphur Springs. I don't know if you've seen that show.
We watched 2 episodes of that.
Did you? It's fun. It's like a little time travel detective thing with kids. Yep. So I got about 2 episodes left in season 2, and then I'll be caught up with The Secrets of Sulphur Springs. So if you got some kids ages probably, I don't know, 8 to 13, and you want to watch a show with them that doesn't have any nudity in it, because Ryan is all about no nudity, they'll like it, because it's all about the kids being the heroes and the parents being dumb and stuff. So
yeah,
it's interesting. It's got decent writing as it moves along, so I enjoy it. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. What did we start today? We started a movie. It's a movie. It's called like middle school. What was it exactly? It was on Netflix. It was middle school movie. What is it fully called? Middle School: The Worst Years of My Life. Basically, kid goes to school, and it's basically like he's kind of an artsy kid and like draws and stuff like that in his notebook, and they're like, oh, the school's filled with rules and stuff like that, and it's but it has like Rob Riggle, and it has a bunch of actors in it. You'd watch them, you'd be like, oh, I know who you are. And it's like, you know, there are overtly comical and stuff like that, but it's all like, oh, the principal's an asshole and stuff like that, and Griff's like, I hate that principal, he's dumb. But the main character, I'm watching this, and Griff's playing cars and watching it and stuff like that, and Tiffany's on her phone, and I'm watching it, and all of a sudden, like, and the main character has, like, a friend, and all of a sudden I'm watching, I'm like, no one's interacting with this friend. This is kind of weird. And I text, and she's, like, kind of watching, I'm like, I think the main character's friend is a ghost or dead or something. And then we're about 45 minutes in there, and it's got the cool teacher, and they're talking and stuff like that, and that cool teacher's talking to him. He's like, hey, you know, you're good at art and all this stuff, you know, what's going on? He's like, oh, man, I've been through, you know, kind of a rough year, you know, like, my brother died. And I'm like, I fucking knew it. I figure out these kids' movies. And I'm like, is this kid just a fucking ghost? Or just an imaginary friend to help him get through whatever, you know, high school or middle school sucks. So, like, you know, I'm going to always have this best friend that happens to be my brother, you know, through this whole thing. And I was like, no, it's so far it's been all right, because it doesn't play down to kids. It's not saying like, you know, like, hey, kids, you know, fucking life sucks sometimes, but guess what? It's like, you know, you can get through it with, you know, whatever art or friends or music or whatever you need to get through it. It's okay. It's all right to get through that stuff with whatever means you need to get through it.
That's cool.
Which is kind of cool.
It's a movie, you said?
Yeah, but it was fun to be like, I fucking figured you out, fucking kids movie.
Yeah, that show, that Secrets of Sulphur Springs, there's a ghost involved, and one of my favorite things is they're like, this ghost has haunted this house for 30 years, and that's right, somebody supposedly died in 1992 when we were going into high school. Like, that's when it made me feel really old. I was like, 30 years ago, oh my god. Or just, you know, last week when we were in high school. Like,
that's rough.
Yeah,
it's rough to be like, ugh.
Let's see what else I got. So I mentioned, I talked up that the pawn shop and the Lego last week, if you remember.
Yep.
We talked about how I talked to the supervisor and everything, and he said he's getting a lot of Star Wars Legos in. I was like, oh, cool. So I stopped in on Tuesday, as I will, and I talked to the guy, and we made some deals, we made some stuff happen, we worked on it, we did some things. Long story short, I got $360 worth of Lego. brand new, all in packs, all Star Wars for $170. So if you need to buy stuff, man, that is... And they have it. Like, if you wanted to recreate Hoth, they have five AT-ATs. And they're each $150. They're not that. But you could probably get them for $85 right now from him because they have so many of them. So, yeah, if you ever want to recreate Hoth, I know where you can get the AT-AT. They're not going to be the new $700 ones, but they're still going to be pretty cool looking. So...
Yeah, that's
so anyway, really cool. We got a lot of stuff to build now. The boys were pretty excited. They're like, we're going to build this, then this, and this. And so, yeah.
So in video game news, Microsoft is buying Activision.
Yeah.
Like $70 billion.
And it's Blizzard Activision, too, right? That's, so they're kind of a powerhouse.
Yeah, because of, like, all the fucking sexual harassment shit that, like, is, like, Blizzard, like... Because when they were making, they were like, let's just everyone have be free and, like, super creative and stuff like that. And they didn't kind of, like... So they fostered a kind of a cool frat boy mentality when they're growing up, because they were all frat guys. They were like, let's computer program, do this stuff. And it's like, that culture was great when you're small. But when you start getting to be a big company and start having a lot of fucking diverse people in there, you start going like, you got to realize that not everyone likes when you go like, hey, walk by, and you go like, hey, I'm drinking a beer and hit you in the dick. And it's all like, hey, shit, it might be a girl who doesn't have a dick, and you just hit her in the...
Woo! Yeah, it's like if our podcast ever got really big, we'd have to tell Ryan to rein in on the racism, man, because people are starting to pay attention to it.
Right. The rampant.
Rampant racism. Yeah, because, you know, I agree. I don't know what this is going to do to gaming. Like, I don't know. Like, my favorite games are all basically like independent developers. Like, the AAA games are cool that they're out there, but I haven't bought one in a long time, probably. Well, maybe, like, the Civilization, the Sid Meier's series is probably closer to it. But, I mean, I think they're just going to be utilizing all this in the next kind of evolution of the internet and where we're going and stuff. So, the metaverse, if you will.
Right.
Yeah.
But I guess, because I guess a lot of their money is made from their Game Pass, which is basically just their streaming thing, their streaming service. It's like, cool, pay us whatever, $10 a month, and play as many games as you want. You don't have to own them, you just play them. It's cool. So if they just get the big libraries from everything, that's the cool part. Yeah. But the big hit came to Sony, whose Sony stock dropped the equivalent of $20 billion after the announcement.
Huh, why?
Basically because Sony had some deals with people. Those deals. And everyone was all like, oh, shit, what's going to happen? Before Sony could respond, the stock went from, in the course, it only dropped a total of $3 out of 100, 110. But that's equivalent of losing $20 billion.
So. Yeah. Yeah, that's always the big headline whenever Bitcoin drops. Like, Bitcoin lost $70 million in value. Like, it dropped from, you know, $5,000 a share or a Bitcoin to $4,700 a share.
But all the deals are still in there, and it's like everyone will work out whatever deals because it's very rare where, unless you're very specific, the exclusivity deals are only exclusive for a little while,
like
6 months. We just want you to play it on the platform so we can get, I don't know, 1% of the people who really want to play this to buy a new system, and that's where we make the most money. And then if now that you're already in that universe and you have a system, it makes you more, you know, it gives you a better chance of you buying a game on our systems.
Yeah, I was I don't know why I was looking it up, but the other day I was looking up revenue, like how much revenue gaming systems are basically computer games compared to movies, because everyone talks about movies. Oh, it made $1 billion, that's a huge movie, or it made $600 million. Like, all movie revenue it takes like around 9 years for all movie revenue to equal one video game year of revenue. That is ridiculous. Nobody talks about how much money video games make. They only talk, you know, movies is the big one. Maybe that's because it's an easier benchmark to see if a movie is successful compared to a video game. But I was like, holy shit, that's 9 years of movie revenue equals 1 year of video game revenue. Like, we should be renaming stadiums after video game oh, we do. Never mind. Never mind.
But, it's... That's a lot of money.
It regardless. Is.
And it's all floating around, and it's not... And it's like, what is it worth? I don't know. It's all ones and zeros anyway. You know, it's like, when they say it's like cash, they're like, ooh, that's a cash offer. And you're like, okay, so what? You just have that? Oh, we don't actually have that sitting around. It's all like, it's the potential to have the cash, and then we'll give it to somebody, kind of.
Yeah.
So, but, what else was I watching?
I'm not watching anything else. I'm pretty much good.
I watched Peacemaker. It's fucking funny, dude. It's super dark and ridiculous. And, yeah, if you like Suicide Squad, it's more of that. But it's also, because it's long form, it allows character to grow and stuff like that to be like, all right, you know, maybe this character you saw here can grow and stuff like that. I was kind of an asshole here. Maybe I can be less of an asshole. Like, 8% less asshole and, like, 8% good guy, and you're like, oh, okay, cool.
Is it like standard kind of like 45 minute episodes or
45-50, right around in there?
Okay, so, and I know the fourth one just came out, right?
Yeah,
so we have to catch
that's
up.
That's a Thursday show.
No, that's Witcher. So. Well, I mean, eventually when the Witcher's done, but
right, exactly.
So. By the time we're done with the Witcher, that show will probably be ending. So,
right.
I have a feeling that's a show that's going to be on a. I need to feel, or Amy needs to feel like watching it in order to watch it. So, but she's the one that wants to watch it, so we'll see.
Okay. Oh, so remember in the Star Wars, the last series stuff. So it'd be like, what are we calling them? Because there was like Star Wars, the prequels. And then what do we call, like, the last three that, you know, like, the, you know, with Rey? Do we have a title for those trilogy yet?
Isn't that, like, the Skywalker saga or something? Or I thought those had something. I don't know. But anyways, I know what you're talking about, those three.
So, remember when they were like, ooh, the Knights of Ren, right?
Yes.
And they were like, who are, yeah, and they were like, oh, they showed him in armor, they made armor and shit like that, and it was all cool, and people were like, oh, man, that's fucking real cool, maybe we'll get to find out who they are, and you fucking don't find out who they are. You never did. It wasn't... So, there was a, supposedly, a leaked trailer of a Knights of Ren show that was coming out on Disney Plus and stuff like that, and... It hasn't been announced, but it is either one of the best fan-made things I've ever seen. It's basically, it's done in that way where it's like, ooh, someone's holding a camera down here, so it's like the screen is just tilted just a little bit. So they had to mimic that and then do all the CG work and all the character design and all that stuff on it.
Interesting.
And I put a link up, and the trailer, it's only like three, or it's only like a minute long basically, but it looks fucking really cool, man. It's like, and this might be a show that they never announced, and they're like, ooh. So there's a part of me that goes, if this is real, are they gonna show up somehow in Boba Fett in order to lead it to the next show and so on and so forth?
Okay,
but
well, that's interesting. I'll take a look at it. I'm gonna wanna hear what that says,
right? What else?
Just for clarification, the Skywalker saga is all 9 movies. Okay. There's the original trilogy, the prequel trilogy, and the sequel trilogy.
It's the sequel trilogy. Yeah, okay. Critical Role is a big Twitch show. Basically, like the anime, comic book, or not comic book, cartoon voice actors and stuff. They were friends. They play D&D and stuff like that. And they're like, it's long form, so they're about 4 hours long. But, so they had like 2 years ago, I think like that, they had a Kickstarter because they wanted to make a, like a four episode thing, a four episode, 22 minute episodes of like, you know, some of their stuff they had done, like write the story, do the character design, stuff like that. So they did the Kickstarter. They wanted to get $750,000 to make all these episodes. They got like $11 million to make a bunch of episodes. So they're making, and then Amazon said like, hey, we'll basically match what you did, and basically we'll make multiple seasons of this show now. So it's a D&D show that's coming out on the 28th, and it's 12 episodes. But I mean, it's, they have a lot of fucking people in it. Like they have the, all them people, but then they have like, they have the whatever her name is, Rosa Diaz, is fucking playing a character in it from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Who else was in it? Steven Root, who we just saw on Star Wars. David Tennant in it. Gina Torres from Firefly and stuff like this. They have a bunch of people that are in the show because it's like, if you fucking voice a comic book character or a cartoon character, you could be on the show. So,
gotcha.
And it's a D&D show, so it's like they literally are a, there is a fucking berserker barbarian, a fucking assassin rogue, and a fucking like the a gnome cleric, and a gnome bard, and so,
oh,
and a okay. druid. So they will actually be casted because it is 5th edition, and they had all the were able to do all the rites and stuff like that. They will be casting fucking spells from 5th edition. So.
We will see. We will see how that goes. Right, I'm not. It could be good. Could be crap.
Could be good. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
So,
cool.
So it's another thing to watch. Like, and that will be, you know. And it looks like they're doing it because they're doing it in a weird way. They're dropping 3 episodes a week for 4 weeks. So you'll get all 12 over 4 weeks, but they're about 22 minutes each. So it's more like an hour of content a week for 4 weeks.
Okay, we got you.
That's what I was going to show you too. It was minifigs. It's a, like how they make the heads of minifigs. And people are like, it's fun to watch, but kind of disturbing to watch because it's just like, just severed heads, like, you know, the smiling faces of the same figure going like rolling down a trough. So.
Yeah, you know, I have always hated the mini. What they're called? They're called mini dolls. There's the mini figs are Lego stuff. Yep. The mini dolls are the Friends Lego set dolls.
Yep.
And I don't know why they ever did those. Like those sets would be fine without the stupid mini dolls. I just don't like the way they look. I don't like the way they feel. I don't know what the fuck. I think that was a misstep. I'm gonna call it here. I think that was a misstep on Lego's part.
Yeah.
They should not have done that. Nope. Just saying. But yeah. Speaking, I dove into like. After learning that you buy pallets of stuff from at stores,
okay,
right. I looked into the pallet. I wasn't going to buy it. I just want to see what exactly it looks like. And you can go to websites and find, like, it'll say, here's a pallet. The general, you know, MSRP for this is around $5,500. It includes a bunch of toys. We're not going to tell you what, but there's 227 items, brand new, and toys, and you just bid on it. So... like this, this one, it tells you kind of what's in it. It says there's a Lego idea, there's a Power Rangers, there's Gundam stuff, and there's 500 different things. And the MSRP is $8,000, and the bid right now high is $427. So people just buy these giant pallets of toys or clothes or whatever, and then they just sell whatever they can. And that could be the way to go if you had a store, man. I mean, you'd have to ship it, which is, it looks like shipping is like $200 itself. So, but it's interesting. I kind of wish I had a whole crap ton of money just to try it out and buy a pallet and see what it is. I would have no idea what to do with the extra 200 items of toys, though. So,
yeah. What else was it? Oh, okay, yeah. So HBO Max has a pirate comedy series coming out. It's basically like, did you ever watch Flight of the Conchords?
Yeah.
Okay, so it it has one of the Flight of the Conchords guy in there, but then because it's New Zealand, it also has Taika Waititi, which and stuff like that. But it's basically, yeah, it's basically about a guy, who, a pampered aristocrat who gives abandons his life of privilege to become a fucking pirate. And yeah, Taika Waititi plays Blackbeard in it, and it looks fucking dumb. But it looks dumb, but it has like a ton of fucking people in it again, and like, you know, Fred Armisen's in it and fucking Leslie Jones and a bunch of other people, and it looks fun just because it's, I don't know, more fun. Give me more weird shit, like a fucking comedy pirate show.
Alright, just let me know how it is.
And the other morning I got no credit. Maybe has Amy changed her phone in a while? Because she never responded. I don't know. Maybe I have the wrong phone number that I fucking texted her to. I texted her super early in the morning a link that said fucking there's a Weird Al biopic being made. It was super early.
Yeah,
she never responded.
She said she knew the night before. So.
And I was like, come on. I said,
Dave probably sent you something. She said, yeah, but by then I had six people already tell me Dave is old news. And I was like, man, Dave ain't old news. And she said, yeah, tell that son of a bitch he's old news. I was like, that seems
fucking
mean.
All right. Fucking Lady yeah. Chris. Fucking, it's full on now. I'm remembering it.
That's okay. I'm remembering it. She doesn't listen. She'll never hear it. So.
Jeez. I wish someone would have told me about that fucking Witcher show. That would have been great to know about a long time
ago.
Yeah,
that's my life. Man.
there's also I don't know. Do you watch Peacock shows?
Yeah, I watch a lot of them actually.
Okay, Wolf Like Me, I guess, is supposed to be pretty good. It's basically a fucking comedy werewolf show.
That has werewolf?
Werewolves. Like Paul, you was turning into a werewolf.
Okay.
It has whatever that redheaded girl, what's her name? Isla Fisher. She's married to fucking Borat, that guy. And Josh Gad. Like, you would see them and you'd be like, oh, I know who they are. I didn't know what their names were. But yes, it's like, you know, so he's like a regular guy and she's a fucking werewolf girl.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, I've never heard of it. It's interesting.
And I guess they uncovered a board game in fucking Oman, which is it is now the oldest board game ever found. It is 4,000 years old. It's like kind of like backgammon, kind of like Mancala, where it's like has like little holes and you put little stones in it.
So, interesting.
Since the dawn of time, people have loved playing board games.
How much is it?
I don't know.
Can I buy it? All
right.
Has Hasbro made a copy yet?
I wouldn't be surprised. Right.
All right, man. Cool. Anything else you want to talk about before we wrap it up?
Not really, man. It was a busy...
Yeah.
There's a lot of things coming out, but they're just not out yet. It'd be fun to, you know, someday. I mean, we only got, what, two episodes left before number 300, you know? What people have to do to try and hook up a crew with the 300th episode? You gotta be like, Ryan, fucking, you don't have to watch TV. Fucking, it's fine. You can show up, Mickey. Everyone's over 50 now.
I plan that it'll be me and you hanging out, but you know, you might as well fucking finish like we ended, started, right?
Right.
So there you
right.
go.
Hey. Yeah, it's like a bell curve. It's like start off. Ooh, look at that. We start off cool, and then it's like you get a bunch of people, and then everyone drops away. It's like a marathon. I'm sorry. It's like I'm a canyon and you're also a canyon. We're just really good at running from this little small area that produces 99% of all the best runners in the world.
It's you like, know, there was a time, there was, I remember, I think we were in like third grade or something. And yeah. We just ran the mile And I was always a good mile runner. And I finished, and I was hanging out. And, you know, you did your thing. Like, you know, do whatever. And then he, like, looked at me, and he nodded, and he said, good job, Chris. And up until now, that has been the best compliment I've ever received. But me being a Kenyan? Man, I appreciate that.
Hey.
Just for...
You're like, you run like a Kenyan. You're like, fucking A. All right, bro. That was good. I feel it.
I mean, I understand the analogy that you did endurance instead of running, but I'm going to take it the way I take it, so don't worry about it. All right. Cool. Well, let's get out of here. I got some shit to build and some video games to play, and then we'll be back next week for $2.99, right?
All right.
Everyone have a good night. GeeksNextDoorFTW@gmail.com is where you send the complaints, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.